CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. 6 months after the Hamas attack on Israel, talks are expected to resume in Cairo. But Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is adamant that there will be no ceasefire until Hamas releases all of its hostages. This comes after another series of protests demanding that Netanyahu do more to obtain their release. Shani Grenot is co-founder of Hostages Family Forum, which is holding a rally just starting outside the UN.
We are marking this very, very hard day of over 180 days when they're still in captivity. We have 133 people in there still.
Israel says its military is pulling some of its troops from southern Gaza. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner on the BBC.
The military campaign is continuously evolving, and this is just another stage in the war effort. As we completed our mission in Khan Yunis, in the Khan Yunis area, so then the troops rotate out.
U.S. Central Command says coalition forces have destroyed a drone and an incoming missile targeting ships in the Red Sea. The military says nobody was hurt. There was no damage. CENTCOM also says U.S. forces destroyed a mobile surface-to-air missile system in Houthi-controlled territory of Yemen. The Dallas area is one of the biggest gathering spots for tomorrow's eclipse. CBS Texas reporter Bo Evans is there.
Members of the Texas Winnebago Club are excited for Monday's total solar eclipse.
We could have watched it from home, but it's so much better being with a bunch of friends.
36 RVs and 71 friends, to be exact. Club president Terry Hughes plans on making the most of it.
This is the last one that's going to be in Texas for 35 years, so this has probably been my last chance that we're going to get to see one.
Florida activists have won the right to put abortion rights before voters in November. Arizona supporters are trying to do the same.
384,000 valid petition signatures are due by July 3rd. Enthusiasm is surpassing expectations.
We've surpassed 500,000 signatures from Arizona voters.
Chris Love, advisor to Arizona for Abortion Access, is seeing a broad coalition of support.
Whether you live in a metro area or a rural area, and we're counting on all of those people to put this on the ballots.
Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
March Madness ends for the South Carolina and Iowa women this afternoon. Their NCAA championship game tips off in about 3 hours. Gamecocks coach Dawn Staley.
There's one in a possible games left for all of us, and I want to win.
Iowa's Caitlin Clark.
It's the national championship. It's the last game of my career. It's the last game for five people on this team. So I don't think motivation will be hard to come by.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. Of course, we'll follow the Bucks through the playoffs and bring you Badgers and Packers when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News brief. Demonstrators at the UN demand Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu do more to win the release of Hamas hostages. Shani Grenot is co-founder of Hostages Family Forum.
We have 133 people in there still. Baby, kids, girls, women, men, elderly, from 1 year old to 86 years old.
The Republican National Committee says Donald Trump's big fundraiser brought in some $50 million. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi.
Part of it is going to go to the Trump campaign. Another part of it will go to the Save America PAC, the one that uses their funds to pay for legal fees. But then the rest of the money is going to go to the RNC.
CBS's Janet Shamlian looks into the special glasses for tomorrow's eclipse.
The silver black polymer film of eclipse glasses is 1,000 times stronger than even the darkest sunglasses. NASA says it's never safe to look directly into the sun. even when partly covered.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Wisconsin farmers who practice managed grazing to keep their soil healthy will have another chance for new federal funding. Mike Mohn has more.
The milk you drink or the beef you eat may have come from a farm that rotates its livestock in a certain way to establish a healthier landscape. The USDA has announced that $22 million is available for regional networks of farmers who offer peer-to-peer technical assistance on this practice. Approach involves raising and feeding livestock in a pasture and moving them regularly, allowing that section of land to recover. When federal funding was restored last year, Michael Fields Agricultural Institute's Margaret Crome says the demand was overwhelming.
It really wasn't a very long application period, and we still had a lot of applicants that couldn't get funded because there was just not enough money. And we anticipate that will happen again.
These waves of assistance come after a 15-year absence of federal funding for the Grazing Lands Conservation Initiative. The application deadline is May 26th. Some of the benefits linked with managed grazing include improved soil health and carbon sequestration. In northwestern Wisconsin, dairy farmer Kevin Mahalko has been doing managed grazing on his land for nearly 30 decades. He says it has allowed his operation to survive difficult stretches, including drought, and it keeps his expenses lower.
The cow is doing more of the work and using fencing instead of as much equipment. It cuts down on a lot of repairs and maintenance and diesel fuel.
Chrome says expanding these education networks can especially help beginning farmers as technology improves with things like electric fences for moving livestock. This is Mike Mohn for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers lose to the Mariners. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers kept it close, but didn't score until the eighth. The final 5-3 in favor of the Mariners last night. Left-hander D.L. Hall got the start for Milwaukee. Manager Pat Murphy.
I was really pleased with D.L. I thought he threw the ball great. You know, there was five potential outs there. That's a great lineup over there. You know what I mean? Like, look at that lineup, one through whatever it is. That's a great lineup. I thought D.L. battled. A leadoff bunt is just a great execution by the kid. And then the blooper into left, you can't do anything about it. It happens. We get our share of bloopers, and then three straight ground balls that got through. Some of them were hit well, but still, he didn't panic.
NBA, the Bucks at home tonight against the New York Knicks. Milwaukee looking to break a three-game losing streak. Tuesday night, they host the first-place Boston Celtics. College basketball, Wisconsin's Bo Ryan has been elected to the Basketball Hall of Fame. Ryan coached collegiate basketball around the state for 32 years. Induction ceremonies coming up in August. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Monday on Nightlight, I welcome Madison comedian Johnny Beaner. It's Nightlight from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and breezy for your Sunday with highs topping out in the mid-40s. Southeast winds will gust up around 30 miles per hour. For the overnight, we'll see showers still around as temperatures tumble into the lower 40s. Southeast winds still a bit gusty. Currently 44 degrees.
Big deals!
Now you can shop local without leaving your chair. The WRJN Big Deals are here, and you can save from 30 to 50% on great local food, entertainment, and merchandise. Log on to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab. You'll find savings on Marcy's on Main, Racine Youth Sports, and the Peach Cobbler Factory. It's easy, it's local, and you'll save 30 to 50%. It's at WRJN.com. Click on Big Deals.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in Northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up.
Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufix started.
Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufix charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Keeping Racine and Kenosha connected. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.